So, just to carry on a little bit more about the text, we're going to start saying more about Fazabandi himself. What I've been talking about is chapter one. So chapter two is the one about generating, how you actually generate Bodhi resolve. So there are 10 factors and then 4 factors. So the 4 factors are the ones that we reflected on, but before that there are 10 factors. So I'm just going to describe them. The first one, this is conditions. Oh, he starts off, he says, how do you do it? So it's about generating Bodhi resolve. How do you do it? What conditions act as basis for realising Bodhi? 1. Draw close to a good spiritual guide. Make offerings to the Buddhas. That's 2. Cultivate and accumulate the roots of goodness. Resolve to seek out the Dharma. Now, if you're a bit like me, you might have gone, oh, well, I do some of them. Well, I do them enough and sufficiently deep enough is another matter, but I'm not the only person sitting in this room who could have that response. And that's actually quite encouraging. It's sort of encouraging. Yeah, I'm sure there's further to go. But those 4 things, are, at least the first 4, are well within our capacities. And we're doing it to some extent. We wouldn't be sitting here if we weren't. So that's the first 4. The 5th one is maintain constant pliancy and harmoniousness of mind. Okay, so it's getting harder. 6. On encountering suffering, remain able to endure it. Yeah. 7. Possess pure and abundant kindness and compassion. 8. Maintain a profound mind dedicated to maintaining equal regard for all. Possess faith and happiness in the Mahayana, that's 9. And 10 is seek to gain the wisdom of the Buddha. So those are the 10 factors. So if you cultivate all of those, presumably simultaneously, all together and intermingling and interacting, then that would be what would bring about the rising of Bodhi resolve. And then he says, and there are these 4 other factors which may be involved, and those 4 are the ones that we talked about. Slightly different translation here, and actually also a different order. So there's contemplation of all the Buddhas, contemplation of the faults and perilous aspects of physical life, of life. Contemplation of the faults and perilous aspects of life. The 3rd one in here is seeking the most supreme of all fruits of the path. So that's equivalent to reflecting on the virtues of the Tathagata in Bhante's translation. It's not his personal translation, but the translation he used. And this time, this is equivalent to it, and this is coming as 3. And then the 4th one is kindness and pity, or kindness and compassion for beings. So in Vasubandhu's, 3 and 4 come in the reverse order from how Bhante describes them. Then there's some pages where he goes into each of those 4 factors in quite a lot of detail, so we'll come back to that in a minute. At the end of the chapter, Vasubandhu says, the Bodhisattva observes that beings, through ignorance, create unhelpful karma and endure suffering through the long night of time. They abandon the right dharma and then become confused about what constitutes the path to realization. So it's quite heartfeltly, described. Carries on and says, on account of that, the Bodhisattva brings forth great kindness and great compassion and resolves to seek enlightenment, striving to gain that, like a man trying to save himself whose turban is on fire. That's a very sort of traditional simile. So with a sense of urgency, And the sense of urgency comes about because of these reflections on oneself. I mean, oneself is included in all beings, but that particular observation of being able to see right down to the underlying ignorance out of which we carry on perpetrating the same kind of unhelpful patterns that go nowhere. And then because of that, we endure suffering through this long night of time. We don't always recognise what the right Dharma is, or if sometimes we have done and we abandon it, and then he sees us becoming confused about then what does constitute the path to realisation. There's a lot of heartfelt response to that, and out of that comes that urgency to resolve to seek enlightenment. So just say a little bit about the more detail what he says about each factor. I'm not going to say anything about the rest of the book. I'm going to have to leave you to do that yourselves, because if I go into that here, I'm not going to be able to tell you about Vasubandhu, and it would be a shame to do that way.